Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you very much.
I feel better now that we're fixed.
Yes, you've got your sports bra on.
My sports
bra. Ready for an active show.
What are you going to make me do?
You're going to make it work.
Am I?
Yes.
How was your week?
My week was excellent.
Has it just begun?
The weekend has just begun. The week just ended.
Begin?
The weekend's just beginning.
And the week has ended.
The week has ended.
It's 1 week to Chrissy, Benny. Are you excited?
Oh, foaming. I'm in a lather.
1-300-JOY-949 is the number.
Correct.
0427-JOY-949 is the SMS.
If you must.
And if you want to go to the website, Benny.
And totally bore us. www.thetwofatlattes.com.
I always catch you unaware.
I know.
You always like fiddling with something or reading emails.
I do love to have a fiddle while the song's on.
During the week, we got some emails.
We did get some mail.
People have been all Christmas up.
Christmas orientated.
Yes. Well, you know, it's appropriate.
Well, today, you didn't go to your work Christmas party.
I missed all of them.
You are so lucky. We had our Christmas party today.
Yes.
And we stooped to a new low. I can't really say much.
You've told me.
I actually do love where I work.
And I do. So you can't diss it.
What surprises me are the youngsters that are just starting out.
Well, tell us about the youngsters.
Well, they're all like, oh, is that all? And I said, well, you know, I've kind of reached a point in my life where I don't expect things to happen.
Right.
You know, I'm kind of really shocked if someone says thank you. I've reached that point. Like, I just, do you know what I mean?
It's an interesting point to reach.
Yeah. So today we had our Christmas party, which started at 8 a.m.
Well, you don't have to recount it.
No, I love sharing.
That's an unusual Christmas party to have in the morning.
We had a breakfast.
Well, you know, people have had breakfasts. I remember the 80s was big with chicken and champagne breakfast.
The 80s was gorgeous.
Did you ever do one of those?
Oh, the 80s. Bring them back.
The banks loved that stuff.
Oh, the 80s. Like you had parties for days.
That's right. And Friday nights was slab of beer night.
In the 80s, get this, youngsters, you'd have a party, like if you went to lunch, you wouldn't have to go back to work.
Wow.
That's a party. That's celebration, isn't it?
You know, I remember when they used to smoke in the office.
Oh, so do I.
And you'd be big plumes of smoke around in the office.
And there was
a nice environment to be in.
There was no computer.
No.
You'd be lucky to have a calculator.
That's true.
Yes.
You were up there if you had a calculator.
Yes, they were the days where they had that, what's that machine, the dino labeler?
You're really going back now.
Yeah, they were the old, you had to punch the letters so that you could put your name on your stapler.
Speculation surrounding Shane Warne's liaison with Liz Hurley continues to make headlines.
In the past, there's been some unusual celebrity pairings. Sonny and Cher, Bert and Ernie, Frank and Betty. But Shane and Liz...
Warne and Liz Hurley kissing and hugging at a London hotel.
How can someone so beautiful as Liz Hurley go with someone so... bleh, as Shane Warne?
He smacks her bottom and says, hello, pussycat.
I bet he does.
All my teammates started calling me the old pro and call me all different things.
In the immortal words of Kevin Bloody Wilson...
Warnie, put your wanger away, mate. Warnie, put your wanger away.
I think he's a bit all mouth and no trousers when it comes down to it.
The Two Fat Lattes, a celebrity pairing that's weird enough in itself.
There's a couple of people with taste.
Joy 94.9.
He doesn't put it away, does he?
I never heard that. Who was that again? Warnie, put your wanger away.
Oh, Kevin Bloody Wilson.
I hadn't heard that before.
What a talented man.
What a talented man indeed.
We should have him on the show.
He could do a couple of renditions for us.
Yeah. Was he the one that said, oh, rip your bloody arms off?
No, that's Auntie Jack.
Oh. Same letter. Wednesday, Frank. I had to pop over.
Why are you going all high class with your voice?
Into very serious radio broadcasting scenarios. Anyway, I popped off to Adelaide.
Yes, I saw that you were over there. Was there a lot of tinsel?
There's not too many places that are sadder. Adelaide Airport is...
Was that quite sad?
Well, you know, you're getting on a jet plane and you smell that aviation fuel.
Yeah, what does it
do to
you?
You take a deep breath and you think, I'm going to another destination. And then, like, you sort of get off the plane and you realise you're in Adelaide. It's like, oh, well. There was a rainbow emergency at Adelaide Airport.
What happened? Airport.
Adelaide Airport decided that they would try.
Why isn't this going to be good?
Adelaide Airport. Bless their marble tiles.
Oh,
they decided.
What did they decide?
To evoke the Christmas spirit.
How did they do it?
They thought they'd ask some school children along to the airport with their teacher in tow.
Oh, was it like Glee?
It was, yes, but the opposite of Glee. Sad. This show was called Very Sad.
Oh, dear.
Yes. So what they thought would be a great idea is let's get like 40 or 50 schoolgirls and we'll get them to sing Christmas carols, which could be a really good idea if they knew how to sing. And... You know, stand if there was, you know, maybe a Christmas tree would have been a Christmas tree in the vicinity would have been nice.
They didn't have one nearby.
No. So what they thought they would do is they made Laura Ingalls dresses. Do you know what I mean? Like they had like drop.
Yeah, it was beige too.
Drop waist, Peter Pan collars with leg of mutton sleeves.
Leg of mutton sleeves.
With. Oh,
was it like that?
No. these ones, producer Paul, the ones you're playing are actually in tune. But as I said, leg of mutton sleeve, they had like this big sash, you know, and the full skirt that went beyond. It was like almost a long, you know, like a three-quarter length. No one decent looks good in a three-quarter length anything.
Oh.
Then they had, so get that. So the whole style is like I get off a plane and I'm confronted with little girls that look like they came off, you know, from 1868.
Right.
From little, like,
they're like the Amish.
But they were Amish. I lost my rainbow voice. I was going to do the cry.
Did you choke?
No, I was going to do the cry. That one. I was going to do the cry. I was going to see.
You're going
to
call all your rainbow
if there were
warriors.
Rainbows in the area that we could have like ganged up and like just, I don't know what we could have done. Because do you know those dresses?
What? Yeah.
They were, well, number one, they were 100% polyester crepe.
Oh, they were figure hugging too, weren't they?
No, they weren't. Oh. They were sacks. They were sacks of 100% polyester crepe. With waistbands.
So they could have been walking up an electrical storm in there.
Well, those girls, they were kind of swaying. And I said, Christ, don't. Because, like, the moment, though, if those girls happened to touch each other, it would have created the biggest spark and caused aviation disaster. Because, you know, like, I had to run out of that airport. I thought if those girls create enough static electricity, those aviation fuel tanks are going up.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's quite dangerous.
Then they had stockings on. They wore polyester stockings. So
Giving me a stitch.
Those nylon stockings.
Dear.
They looked so comfortable. Anyway, the colour of these dresses were purple. They were all shades of purple. And I thought, great
colour. Is purple of Christmas colour?
Great colour, ladies. That's going to match your capillary networks later in life. It was a sea of pastel purple.
Not even a splash of red.
No red. Now there you'd see.
What were they holding?
Any good rainbow like yourself would have thought Christmas, red.
And they could have been holding poinsettias or something.
Can I just say... To finish it off, I just need to do a couple more cross stitches just to finish off the tapestry. Is you know how I'm very big on footwear?
Yes.
For these girls, had purple dresses that yeah. matched their crab capillaries, plus the stockings. Then they had beige school shoes on.
Oh, beige school shoes?
They had beige tie-up, lace-up school shoes.
So barters.
Barter beige. And I went, and you know what? I was really, my jaw hit the floor because I thought, you know what I was concerned, apart from the disaster in front of me, was the first, I really wanted to ask someone, where the hell do you buy beige shoe polish? Because they looked like they had a nude foot, but it was a school shoe. You know, I wanted to bring them. I said, look, come with me to Victoria. I'll bring you to, what's that Hanging Rock place?
Wood End.
Yes.
Hanging Rock.
Hanging Rock. Because, you know, I thought I'd give them all the name Miranda and hopefully they'll get lost.
We had a letter or an email from an avid listener, Mark.
Mark.
And he says, hi, boys. Was in stitches the other night listening to your Homer helpline regarding office Christmas decorations.
Oh, yes.
And more specifically to tinsel explosions.
Oh, a tinsel explosion. So,
some people go into that.
Well, that was a tinsel cannon.
So what he did was attach a photo.
Yes. Oh, there is a photo.
Yes.
Now, this is it's a bus.
It is a bus.
In, I assume, the United States of America.
And can I just say, there's a lot of tinsel on this
there
bus.
There is, like, massive tinsel.
And I can't
this
see a
This is actually
seat.
A public bus.
Yes. Would you ride in that bus?
I wouldn't go near that trash can, to be honest. But I'm happy that...
It's transformed,
what
apparently.
I'm loving about it, Frank, is that the bus driver went to some effort.
He did go to a lot of effort.
So later in the show, I'm going to call the army to arms. I'm going to call the army.
Oh, the gay army.
Yeah, I'm going to call.
Oh, you're going
to
call.
I think we're going to have to call recruits. What's our army called? Spectrum.
I don't know. You're
no, our organization.
You're leading it.
I know. I'm trying to work
chaos.
It
out.
It's Spectrum, but we because
we're adding color.
I think our, but
is
we're
that
not
the
gonna,
idea?
We are. But what we need to do is we need to, it's almost like a gay superhero.
You need a strategic plan.
You need to help the beige. Because this beige actually has a heart of colour.
Yes.
He's got a heart of colour.
He's trying.
He just doesn't know how to. He saw a box of tinsel. He just
He's
didn't
not expressing
know,
it well.
He didn't know what to do with it. But what he needed was one of our rainbow operatives at the bus station.
Tasteful
with
tinsel.
Some blue tack, with some tape, and said, come on, love, take him by the hand, take him by the beige hand, and lead him onto the bus. And sort of, because it was just too much.
It is
and
too much.
And that ended up, he had a bit of trouble with the law, didn't he?
Apparently, yes. Oh, yes.
The bus company have told him to remove the tinsel.
Mm.
Because people, I think the beige wouldn't know what to hold on to in the case.
Well, you
bus,
can't see any sits in there.
You
seats.
Can't see the seats and you can't see the handles.
Imagine
you know.
All that tinsel flapping about.
I don't mind tinsel flapping about. I even love the fact that it's during the day and moving. So people in the street are just going to be blinded by reflected light.
Correct.
So that's gorgeous in itself.
Well, something closer to home, Benny.
Yes.
A very similar problem.
Yes.
Where there was a street sweeper in Geelong. And he was
Geelong?
Geelong.
Well, there's a city that needs some happiness.
There was a beige man looking for colour. He needed help.
They're crying out for
they
it.
They are crying out for it.
The beige are crying out for it.
And apparently he put his on his street sweeper.
Yes. What is a street sweeper?
Oh, I know those things that go along the curb and they clean the curb.
The little truck.
Little
thing.
Turbo. Sounds like a lawnmower.
Lovely. So he tried to. What did he do?
No,
with
he
that
put
one?
All this tinsel and baubles on his street sweeper.
Well, we never say no to bauble.
We never say no to bauble. And apparently he was told to take it off because it could be a danger to passing children.
Sometimes baubles are a bit of a danger to... Yes.
Oprah Winfrey came and saw and taped her shows this week.
I love Australia!
She was ready for a four-hour love festival.
And now she can leave, but not before she says this.
Ozzy, Ozzy, Ozzy!
Oprah, 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 go, go, go.
You've got to come to Australia!
We're...
already here?
Aren't you glad I liked it?
The Two Fat Lattes. Happy to see the end of Oprah. Literally.
Oh, let's dance.
And I have the biggest mouth on earth.
That's what your girlfriend Gail says. Joy 94.9.
Did the Hercules take off?
She had her own private jet.
Oh, yes. Wasn't
Haven't you been watching?
No, I tried. I really did try to block it out. But
I was going to have a correspondent tonight who actually went to the shows.
I was very disappointed because, like, I did catch a glimpse of it on Sunrise when there was the breaking news that Hugh Jackman hurt himself.
Oh yes,
and they were going to show it on the television.
They had the 4:30 news on because I've been at home. I'm on holidays.
Yes,
and I was watching the 4:30, and they had the camera on this bloody image of him on his. Fox on his line.
On the, what's that, flying
the,
fox?
The flying fox. Yes. But like literally it hung there. Like they were just talking ad nauseum for literally 15 minutes before he actually did
but
that.
But I watched it because I thought, I'm going to hang back. Like, because I had to go to work. But I thought, I'll hang back and wait to see what actually happened. That's terrible. And then like, he just was on a flying fox.
Fox, that's it.
And then he like.
He hit something. Hit a light.
Well, he didn't even hit anything.
Oh, he came to a screeching halt.
I imagined that he goes slamming and impale himself on a fence and that everyone would scream and then his eye would be hanging out of the socket.
Not quite.
And, you know, the ambulance would come. That is worth watching on television.
I don't think it was that dramatic.
The other thing worth watching would be to see Nicole Kidman's forehead move.
They did put up a flag at the end.
They were singing. What song?
I still call Australia home.
Mm. And did you know? I noticed that her husband didn't sing.
Urban.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Really?
He didn't sing anything.
Maybe he didn't know the lyrics.
Maybe. Or maybe his mouth nerve is connected to her forehead. So because the nerves have kind of like numbed down, there was like that
possibly.
They moved in, you know, in sync with each other.
Could be.
Who were some of the other greats on that show? Aussie greats.
We're going to be seeing it in January, apparently.
Well, yeah.
But the Aussie greats.
There was.
Russell Crowe.
Russell.
Big Russ.
Big, yeah, Russell.
Huey was there.
Was Abigail on it? Was Vera? They should have had the cast of Number 96. And Dudley. People would have been aching for Dudley. What about Skip and Mr. Hammond.
You're harking back too far back there, Ben.
No, Frank. These are Australian icons. Clancy and what's the kid's name? Clancy and the kid.
The kid I can't remember.
The kid's name
Sonny.
Was
Sonny.
Sonny.
Yeah, it was Sonny.
Was his name Sonny?
It was.
It was actually.
Because it was like, I remember the Sonny boys we used to suck at school. They were orange.
I'd never sucked Sonny. Frank, I have a message that's come via the interweb.
Yes.
It says here, it's an SMS actually. Hello, boys. Listening to you while I'm driving home. So funny, I almost lost bladder control. It says here, moved to Melbourne in June from the USA, where I was adrift in a beige sea, better known as Central Texas.
Oh, Central Texas.
Our Rainbow Warriors call to arms there. He says,
This is like a chook.
What was that one?
That was a raven, apparently.
Producer Paul. He says, loving you. And this is from Patrick. And I just couldn't resist. I had to call our rainbow operative, Patrick. Hello, Patrick.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I am great.
Where are you located now, Patrick?
Williamstown.
Oh, lovely.
Over the other side.
Beautiful. Did you come with Oprah's audience?
Hell no.
So tell me, you're a willing a rainbow operative?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can you do the war cry?
Well, I can do the war cry. I know, which was caw.
Oh, what was
Ooh,
that
that's
one?
A pterodactyl.
It is kind of like a gay pterodactyl, isn't it?
I love it. So, what's been happening? How have you been? Have you been fighting the war against
tinsel?
Have you been fighting the war against tinsel terror?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And purple dresses and beige shoes.
Oh, dear.
Can you believe that, Patrick?
I can. You said that you were in Central Texas. Where would that have been? In Dallas?
College Station.
Do you know, what's the chick that played... She was the one married to Nick Lachey.
Oh, the blonde.
What was her name?
The blonde.
Yeah.
I forgot her name too.
What?
Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson. How could I forget? Oh, because she's from Texas, isn't she?
Yeah, someplace, but I don't know her.
He doesn't know every Texan, B.
Oh, I thought, you know, it's such a small place.
It is. There's only 23 million of them.
Yeah. So you escaped.
I did. I actually originally from New York and then moved to Texas for 4 years, and now I'm here with my partner in Williamstown.
Gorgeous.
Oh, okay. So you got a partner?
I do.
Okay, see ya.
Having a few boy or girl problems? Got an itch you can't scratch? Get your rainbow issue solved with the help of the young doctors, Frank and Benny.
Frank, have you washed your hands with antiseptic?
I have.
1-300-JOY-949 or via the website www.twofatlattes.com. The Two Fat Lattes.
Homo Helpline. A classic.
A classic.
In Australian broadcasting.
Joy.
You're with the Homo Helpline and you are with the Lattes.
Yes, you certainly are.
Now, what are you reading?
I was trying to find a Homo Helpline.
What do you mean you're trying to find
one? There was one that came on the internet and I was earlier. Because I don't actually...
I think Victorians have left the state.
I don't know.
Gay ones, anyway.
I don't know.
All the homosexuals have gone to
Sydney.
Well,
Frank, there's probably a lot of people having Christmas parties.
At the moment.
It's Friday night. People are out and about.
It's true.
Eating soft-shell crab.
Soft-shell crab.
Guzzling on very cold beer. Escaped. We have to talk about you taking your top off in Sydney.
Well, I'm only going to do that if I'm tanned. I don't want to.
You are like a gay bomb.
Why?
We're going to be sending you to Sydney.
To go off.
To terrorise those Sydney girls.
No, because I'm too white, so I might give someone some, you know, retina burn.
Oh, it's dark in there.
Is it?
You just don't...
They might see me.
Just be careful that a spotlight doesn't reflect off you.
Well, you know, that's why I'm going for the tan.
But you do realise, I hope you're, you know, now that you're considering taking off your shirt the public arena...
I may not.
You must have the correct pants on.
You've already assumed that I'm taking it off.
No, well, you wanted to, you said.
No, I said I might.
Which means that you've contemplated it.
Possibly.
See, so you because I'm almost like I'm your walking conscience.
I know. You want too often, actually.
You want me to tell you. You want me to.
You've brought this up, can I just say?
Because it's going to make fantastic radio and everyone's going to have a laugh at your expense.
Thanks.
Well, see, the problem is, like, now we're going to workshop if you've got the correct pants.
Okay.
Because if you're going to take off your shirt.
What correct pants?
You can't have. All your trousers, I've noticed, you wear...
A high-waisted. No, they're not.
Aren't they?
There's some low-cut ones.
Well, you're going to have to wear the low-cut ones if you're going to take the shirt off.
What, do they have to see my pubic hair?
That's... Oh, dear. Oh, just nearly lost my dinner.
Well, isn't that what you're suggesting?
I can't... Yes, okay, we...
Oh, have I stumped you for words?
Yes, you did. You created a visual that stumped my eyes. My retinas have detached.
You wanted to converse about this?
No, well, you don't expose your
nether regions.
Your yo-yo, you know, willy-nilly.
Or your ya-ya.
Your name?
Your yo-yo or your ya-ya.
No, you don't. Well, number one, you don't get out the hairy bombionera.
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
No, don't do that. Because shorts are in fashion. Did you realise that?
Shorts.
The trunk
style. Well, see, I don't know what those Sydney queens get up to.
They get up to thongs, trunks.
See, I can't.
Board shorts.
I can't
tank
compete.
Tank tops with a photographic image on them.
Really?
Yes.
How do you know all this?
Oh, I'm a fashion forecaster. If I were you, I would leave. Well, let me. Oh, I need to see your upper arm.
My upper arm.
Because you may be better off just taking the whole thing off and not going for that singlet look.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Although if you wore a navy blue singlet, you could really give off like a tradie vibe. That might work for you.
A tradie vibe.
You could do a tradie vibe.
Oh.
Why not?
Anyway, maybe we'll workshop this after, shall we?
What's your intention?
There's no intent. This is your home. I just want to have a good time.
This is a free homo helpline for you.
This is a free one for me.
This is your homo helpline.
Well, not that I really... It was a reluctant one.
You know what,
Frank?
You know what? Merry bloody Christmas. It's your homo helpline. And I'm going to help you, goddammit. I'm going to help you pick up.
Well, I'm worried.
What do you want to pick up? Tell me.
What kind make of a wish. What kind of man?
Make a wish. Your fairy godfather is here.
So do I have to market myself in a particular way?
Yes, we're going to do a whole marketing strategy. What is it you want? Tell me what you want.
I don't know what I want.
Tell Auntie Benny what you want. Tell Auntie Blarty.
Are you going to be doing the whole...
I will be getting my wand out in a second.
Benny.
What do you want?
Don't put me on the spot like that. Whatever comes.
You're a...
I'm open.
No.
I'm open.
Wrong answer.
I'm an open vessel.
Wrong answer. You don't accept anything that just comes.
No, not just.
Because if you build it, they will come. So if you just say, I'm going to accept anything that
comes,
you're
going to
be
anything.
Surrounded by garbage. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm just opening up possibility. That's all.
Okay. So you want to open the door.
That's a little, just a jar. A little ajar.
See, I think
I'll close it quite quickly. If it's not what I want.
If you, it's not. It's like the. It's what's the gay version of the secret?
We need to secret something?
It's like a gay secret.
What are we secreting?
See, I think you need to be kind of specific, and I can guarantee you, if you're specific, you're going to get it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You're being too laissez-faire. You're being too open.
Too open.
And, you know, boys are scared of very big holes.
Last night, as I began earlier,
you were telling
recounting.
Yeah.
There was what, you know those amazing medical story programs that are on like late at night.
What happens?
When at 11 o'clock, when nothing else is on. So I was tuning into that. Amazing medical stories. Like that embarrassing bodies one, that English one.
Yeah.
And I was watching it and I just came across these two people, quite rotund.
Yeah.
Who were having a farting problem.
Really?
Yeah. Really, really badly.
What was wrong with them?
Well, I think she was just large. Because every now and then she'd go, oh, I've got a sore stomach, and she'd drop one just in the middle of dinner.
Really? Well, and they had it filmed?
It was filmed. I was just in hysterics. You know how farts make you laugh?
You love a fart.
Whenever you hear a fart, you have to laugh. Well, but sometimes, these were loud.
Well, it depends, because sometimes if you're having a meal and someone does one...
Because I'm very embarrassed, but I can't go out to the supermarket, because every time I go to the supermarket, I fart.
That's like if I go near the fridge.
Why, does the fridge make you go off?
No, so, well, there's just some things that make you feel comfortable.
Fridges make you lose it.
No, it used to happen when I used to go to the video store.
Did reading the back of a video cover make you fart?
No, because there are some things, like I have a very good friend. If he drinks a coffee and has a cigarette in like close proximity to it, he then needs.
No, this was not that.
You know, it makes you feel relaxed.
This woman.
And that's what used to happen to me at the video shop. Like if I used to go to any, if I went near any movie made by Angelina Jolie.
You dropped your guts.
I used to drop my guts.
This was not that. This was not relaxed.
Like that.
And it was louder, can I just say. But I
so
think
why
that,
did
they
you say,
put cameras everywhere, right? And they, so they filmed
not
her.
They filmed her from underneath.
They filmed her at night.
Really?
And it was the most hilarious thing you've ever seen. She'd lift the covers of the bed. It was very similar.
That sounded like an A380 leaving Singapore.
And then she'd wave the covers around and her husband going, oh, and he'd walk out. The kids would walk out on her.
I would have walked out on her too.
Oh, my God. And then because she was worried because she was getting married soon. So right at the end.
So that guy in the bed was her boyfriend.
Yes, that's right.
And he was going to go through with it.
He was going to go through with it.
Oh, my. Did he feed her charcoal?
She did all the remedies, but nothing apparently worked.
She has to stop drinking milk. Producer Paul.
That's what I was doing last night. Each time I heard one, I just go off.
They are funny to listen to, but not funny.
But the funniest thing was she clenched her cheeks while she walked down the aisle to get married.
Who?
Because she was scared she was going to let one go at the altar.
No, she was scared it would be a shart.
But she didn't.
She was wearing white.
She didn't.
How do you know she was clutching her cheeks?
She said so.
Could you see it?
No, she said that she was clutching her cheeks.
She didn't do that special smile. Did she do the special smile?
No, she didn't. Oh. But they filmed her when she was outside after the wedding ceremony. Yes. And they were kissing on the bench.
And
the film camera was from far away, but they still had the voices on, you know, the microphones. The mics,
yeah, they were still mic'd up.
And she's going, you know, I held on for the whole ceremony. And she lifted her dress and she just let one rip.
Really? At her reception?
No, while I was sitting on the parapet, she goes, I love you. Oh. And then he said, I love you.
And that was another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Catch them again 7 till 9 Friday nights on Joy 94.9.
Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
This podcast proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media. Voiceovers and audio production. Producer Paul speaking.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.